Thinking and acting creatively. Creativity isn't reserved for the painters and poets of this world. Anyone can come up with creative solutions to everyday problems. We all have that capability to think outside the box. But you have to believe in yourself. Years of conditioning from childhood have taught us to think in a very rigid way. We've been taught that there's only one right answer, and we're scolded when we colored outside the lines. You've got to break free from these stifling voices out of the past. A wise man said that once your mind is stretched by new ideas, it can never get back to its former size. You see, once you practice creative thinking in real estate, it's going to spread into your whole life like ripples from a stone dropped into a pond, and you'll never go back to thinking in your old regimented ways. But you've got to teach yourself to think creatively and encourage yourself when you do this. When I use the word creative, don't let this scare you. What I mean is this: finding a new and different way to solve an old problem. Teaching yourself to be creative is really a two-step process. The first part is just the simple realization that every problem has many solutions. So whether you're trying to make a real estate deal or grapple with the conflicts in your life, bear that in mind. When you're faced with a problem, see it as an opportunity and write down as many different solutions as you can come up with. My personal belief is that every problem has at least 10 solutions. Early in my own real estate investment career, I found that coming up with multiple solutions to every challenge was of vital importance. When I began, I had my eye on a property and it was out of reach financially. And suddenly it occurred to me, what if I used other people's money? So I contacted several friends and acquaintances. They'd never invested in real estate before, but I convinced two of them of the profitability of the transaction and ended up making a very nice profit for my partners and me. Second, encourage your budding creativity. If you're unsure whether you can think creatively, just look in the mirror every day and say, I am a creative person. While that may seem strange at first, the power of positive thinking will soon sink in. I believe that studying my course does more than just help you become a successful real estate investor. It'll change the way you look at the world. In this audio chapter, I'm going to discuss the nature of creativity, the factors that influence creativity, both in a positive and a negative way, how to overcome the forces in your life that stifle creativity, how to develop the creativity you already have and practice using it in your daily life, and how my students and I have used creativity to buy properties. So let's begin.